It's a tiny dot on a map. Far out in the Pacific Ocean, between Australia and New Zealand, sits Norfolk Island. It's a place that has beckoned visitors for its beauty and its history. Norfolk Island is where you can find many descendants of the mutineers on the HMS Bounty. As independent producer Jake Warga discovered, in these hard times, fewer tourists are coming.
How small is Norfolk Island? In numbers, this volcanic outcrop in the South Pacific is only 5 by 8 kilometers, or about 3 by 5 miles. It's an Australian territory, but over 900 miles from the continent. The only way to get here is by air, about one flight per day. You can't get lost driving around, and though seatbelts are not required, you are required to wave at passing motorists, usually two fingers lifting off the top of the steering wheel, your whole hand if you recognize them. Over the years, after whaling operations closed, the main industry on Norfolk Island became tourism.
Norfolk Island's tourism provides, I would say, 90% of all revenue needed to operate the island. Our hospital, our schools, our roads, our welfare systems.
Lyle Snell is a Norfolk Islander, bounty descendant, tour guide, and speaker of the Legislative Assembly.
I've been involved in tourism now for over 40 years. This particular downturn, well, it's the worst I've ever seen.
Because of its dependence on a bounty of visitors, Norfolk might be sort of a canary in the gold mine of global tourism as the financial storm is now hitting this tiny island in the middle of the ocean.
Islands could well be perfect kind of litmus tests for what is happening.
I met with Terry Watson, the Tourism Bureau's general manager.
The last 6 months have been just bloody awful, really. Just seriously ugly in terms of numbers generally, particularly the last quarter of last year. You know, I've been in this game for 34 years and I've kind of seen recessions come and go. But this is really, really strange.
From a peak of 40,000 visitors just a few years ago, they had only 29,000 last year and expecting even fewer this year. Majority of tourists come from Australia, about 30% come from international destinations. So what to do? Instead of just waiting out the storm, they hired a professional, a brand consultant.
So the brand is not just the pine trees, just the beaches, just the history, just the buildings. The brand is a sum total of everything that's here.
Mahesh and Jetty specializes in repositioning destinations. Industry speak for please come visit. Sydney-based, he's not had a single client who hasn't been affected by the global economic crisis.
When you look at it on the map, it's a small speck in the ocean. When you come here, there's so much there in that little speck. That's the key to this destination because so much is offered in so little.
It's true. There's a lot to do here, from cultural experiences like learning about island traditions, including fish fries, to activities like biking, kayaking, diving, boating, hiking, snorkeling through coral reefs. I left the destination exhausted.
A standard greeting, we say, what are we?
Norfolk Island even has their own language.
That's how are you, or what way are you?
Like most residents, Rhonda Griffith wears many hats, from cultural elder to sheriff's deputy to language teacher.
The Norfolk language is a mixture of Tahitian and very old English, and that of course comes from the mutineers on the bounty.
Tourism revenues are not the only thing in danger on Norfolk.
Our language is very threatened, and in 2008 it became made it to the UNESCO endangered list of languages. And while there was much excitement about making it on this list, I find it far more exciting to think about how we're going to get ourselves off.
Language lessons are now mandatory in the schools, and tourists are more than welcome to drop in and learn too. The economy can't be all that bad. I responded to a help want ad in the local paper.
Welcome to Fantasy Island Resort.
Do you say that?
We do. We say welcome to Fantasy Island when we meet our guests.
Lindsay Tooley runs, yes, Fantasy Island, a holiday resort in town, complete with a little waterfall into the hotel pool. His ad is for a
management couple. Are they going to take over the day-to-day running of the place?
Come on over and visit us.
On an end note, everyone I spoke with is optimistic that things will turn around.
Norfolk Island's an experience. It's a place you shouldn't miss. It's one of those places you must go to before you die.
This is a community that has evolved on a rock in the middle of the ocean. They've done it for 150 years.
Kamoya and Siaklam, we're like a Siori. We're not Afa. What I said was, come and visit us. You know, we'd really like to see you, and we're not that far away.
Come on over and visit us. Come on over is a must.
That story from photographer and independent producer Jake Warga. It comes to us by way of hearingvoices.com.
And we'll say, hey, hey. away all in.